Teenager Who Killed Florida Canine Sentenced to 25 Years in Prison. By Amy Furr on October 29, 2020. A Florida teenager who admitted he killed the police canine in Jacksonville 2 years ago was sentenced this week to 25 years in prison and 10 years probation. Jamal Pascal was sentenced Wednesday morning on 6 charges stemming from an armed carjacking and kidnapping at the 7-Eleven on Lamb Turner Road on September 30, 2018, according to First Coast News. The 19-year-old will spend 5 years in prison on the charge of killing Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, JSO, canine, Fang, and 20 years on the other charges, the report said. The judge ordered Pascal to pay $8,000 restitution to the sheriff's office, along with $518 in court fees, according to News 4 Jax. The outlet detailed the events that occurred when the canine was killed. According to police, Pascal, who was 17 at the time, carjacked 2 women at a gas station on Lamb Turner Road on September 30, 2018, and then made one of them drive as he held her at gunpoint. Since the car had an OnStar system, police tracked the vehicle to Interstate 10 near Cecil Commerce Parkway, where they had OnStar shut off the engine. Pascal bailed out of the car and took off on foot with K9 Fang in pursuit. Evidence showed Pascal shot and killed the police dog and continued running into the woods, where he was eventually taken into custody. Fang's handler, Officer Matt Herrera, recalled the events on Tuesday and said he heard 2 gunshots back-to-back followed by a third. In between 2 and 3, I heard Fang yelp, and soon as I came over the embankment, I kind of saw him coming to rest after falling and being shot, he said. The officer added that he spent more time with Fang than he did his loved ones. He was with me when I was with my family, but he was also with me when I was not with my family. So, it's without a doubt, you get a humongous bond with this animal. All handlers feel this way, he commented. During his probation, Pascal must complete the Operation New Hope program, task evaluations, follow-up treatments, and must also remain employed, according to the First Coast News article. The judge said early termination could be possible after the first 5 years of probation if he remains in compliance with the terms, the report concluded.